Hey guys, welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm your host, Seth Horton, joined as always by Chap the Chap Daddy Chapman.
What's up, what's up?
And in studio today, Cameron Woody Woodard.
What's up, beautiful people?
All Woody is eating ice cream in the studio.
I'm eating chocolate ice cream right now, and it's Breyer's ice cream, which people make fun of and they hate on, but I'm telling you, it's real. It's not frozen yogurt. It's not that stupid. What's the other? It's not frozen yogurt. What's the other one? It's like custard. Is it custard?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Northerners love that stuff, and it's pretty offensive to me.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Come on. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I'm not a huge fan of Breyers. I'm more of a Bluebell kind of guy.
You love
Bluebell is good, but dude, I ate Breyers ever since I was a kid. And my dad would, I would eat a little bit, and then my dad would basically take the entire carton and eat it himself at like midnight. And he watched Midnight Sports Center and just eat ice cream. And he's going to listen to this. And so, Dad, I want you to know, you may deny that, but it's true. I've seen it happen. So,
today's docket, we have shooting guards, and that's all we're going to talk about. So if you don't like basketball, or if you don't like shooting guards specifically.
And for not picking favorites.
Oh, yeah.
College football bowl games.
Bowl games. I forgot about that.
What are those? Oof. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Honestly. But yeah, first things first, before we get into our top five all times, I just want to see where we're at in terms of like how we think about shooting guards. Who's the best shooting guard in today's NBA?
It's got to be James Harden. I think it's very obvious. And
right now?
Like, I love Clay, but he's not as good as James is right now. Yeah, right now, Woody.
Dude, I don't know. Klay Thompson is in a system where he's not handling the ball as much as James Harden. James Harden's going to be able to create his own space. You know what I mean? And you put Klay Thompson on, oh, I don't know, another team that doesn't have necessarily maybe a dominant three or a one. Klay Thompson's going to drop 40 a night. The guy's nuts. Come on.
Well, if you put him on the Rockets, they also have a team with a dominant one with Chris Paul. Like, James Harden is also playing in a system where he doesn't have the ball all the time.
That's true.
I mean,
he has a lot, though.
Here's the thing. When James Harden has the ball and Chris Paul doesn't, the Rockets are trash. Just straight up, they are a bad team if it's not for Chris Paul.
All I know is his step back in 2K, it really is money.
Yeah.
I will not lie. I've been working on it.
That's true.
And it's a green meter almost every time. And yeah. He dropped 42 against the Warriors last night for me. So all I'm saying, yeah, I would agree with Harden. But
James Harden's moonwalk three, that's what I call it, the step back, where he literally drags both feet for like 3.5 yards.
Yeah.
But they
it's
don't
a
call
it. Gather step. Come on.
They don't call it. So it is legal. And I think it's.
Is it?
I think
legal,
it's a top 10 move in NBA history.
Oh, it's.
Which is a hot take.
It's a signature move because, yeah. Think about it. If you can cheat and get away with it, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
It's as
like
good
the,
as the AI
it's
crossover.
It's what the Euro is now. The Euro is no longer Euro step. It's Euro, 1-2, and then a quick layup. You know what I mean?
To be fair, with AI's crossover, though, carrying was not illegal at the time.
Yes.
So there's that. Traveling is illegal now. They just don't call it on James Harden because the NBA wants more offense.
Also, quote from AI, they asked him if he works out, and he said no because that bleep is heavy. That's why I'm an AI fan right there.
I hate Allen Iverson for his philosophy on just basketball and how to win.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
We're talking about practice.
But, so we're just going to, you know, Chap, you and I, we're just going to disagree about who's better between Klay Thompson and James Harden because you think James Harden is, for whatever reason, the GOAT of all GOATs that have ever played at the shooting guard position.
That's not true.
And I think he's actually severely overrated.
I think the MVP last year was really just like a token for the previous 2 years where he had MVP seasons but didn't win because of strong performances elsewhere. But I think James Harden is a top 10 shooting guard of all time or so.
Ooh.
Approximately 10th. And yeah, I think probably. He's slightly better than Clay.
Didn't he drop a 60-point triple-double last season?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, dude,
only
you
guy
do that.
Who's ever done that.
Yeah, but see, you do that, you got to be on some list. I mean, yeah. it's like not giving the MVP to Russell
15.
Westbrook when he averaged a triple double.
I think he's top 15, probably. I'd say.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he shrinks in big situations so much.
That's the big, like, thing that we're on the same page with
Harden. Anytime he's ever had to put a team on his back, he has disappeared entirely and scored less than, like, 15 points.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you know who I don't like?
Who?
Speaking of the Rockets, I can't stand Chris Paul. I hate Chris Paul.
Are we having this discussion a second straight Woody episode?
You're going to take a max contract. I mean, this is why you lose perimeter defenders, and this is why you picked up friggin' Carmelo Anthony. I mean, come on.
Oof, that was a bad move.
That was a bad move.
Also, something we never talked about on this pod was that Carmelo Anthony got cut from the Rockets. So, breaking news, Carmelo Anthony was cut from the Rockets like a month ago.
Yeah, he's in a I heard he's in a gym somewhere here in Jackson playing pickup right now.
Honestly,
he's at the YMCA.
And he's 1 for 12.
He's at the YMCA. He's 1 for 12, but he won't stop shooting.
Mm-mm. He's going to keep getting, and they're going to keep posting Instagram videos of him on House of Highlights running at like 4 miles an hour down the court and then hitting a wide open jumper saying like, Melo getting ready. No, he's not.
The jumper was on me, actually.
He's not ready.
I had a little bit of a hand in his face, but I mean, he's 6 inches taller than me.
Exactly.
I don't know what they want.
He's bad now. I'm sorry. He just is. And I love Melo. I'm a big Melo fan. Individual scorers are some of my favorite players just because they're like, I'm going to hit it in your face. Deal with it.
They're the star power.
Except for that one guy named Larry Bird who wasn't a real basketball player. You can't convince me. Anyway, that's a different topic.
Okay, you know what? You know what? This episode was supposed to be about the top five all-time greatest shooting guards. So let's get into that.
All right, my bad.
But we're excluding Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan is just de facto the greatest of all time.
So really we're doing 2 through 6, but we're labeling them 1 through 5.
So here are the top five shooting guards in NBA history, not named Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Ooh.
All right.
Chap,
who's first?
Klay Thompson.
You're going first.
All right. I think probably all of our top fours will be the same or very similar. Number five is where it gets really, really muddy to me.
Which is why we decided to do it this way.
Yes. George Gervin is my number five shooting guard. Number six shooting guard
Bad
in
answer.
NBA history.
Why?
You Give tried. Me- it's okay.
He is probably, along with Harden, MJ, and Kobe, a top four scorer at the position ever. In his prime, he was the second best scorer, or third best, excuse me, scorer at the position in NBA history behind Jordan and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And he just never got the attention that he should have. He averaged over 25 a game for his career, including ABA, 26 a game in the NBA. He averaged over 32 multiple times in his career. He never got the media attention because he never had good teammates that he played with, so he never won a title.
Ooh.
But Iceman was one of the best players we've seen play the position.
Hey, how many rings did he have? Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, yeah, sorry, I was just wondering.
He didn't win a ring, and that's like, if he would have won a couple of rings, he would have some leverage to be 3 or 4 for me.
Four-time NBA scoring champion, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good player, for sure, but I don't know. Who do you got, Woody?
Woody's got Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I always liked him. Old Blazers, man. I don't know. I used to watch on YouTube about 2 a.m., you know, you're deep into the NBA highlights. Go back to the oldies, watching Clyde Drexler just yam was really enjoyable.
He could posterize people.
He's got one ship. I mean, I don't know. I really liked him. I loved the way he played. He was one of those people that was really athletic.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
his athleticism separated himself from Gervin, I think. But
yeah,
that's more opinion based. I just like Clyde Drexler. I just do.
That's fine.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
no
just gonna be honest.
I have no qualms.
Seems like a cool guy. I feel like I could hang out with him. We go get some milkshakes.
I have no qualms with Clyde Drexler at number five.
Chap,
and, Gervin was not a like fun guy to hang out with. All of his teammates hated him. So I have no qualms with that pick.
Chap, I want you to guess who my number five is. And if you don't get it, I'm going to be just kind of sad.
Is it Klay Thompson?
No. No. Okay.
Please pick someone absurd. Like
DeMar DeRozan.
Like Lou Williams.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, okay, listen, Lou Williams.
Jamal
now.
Crawford.
If Jamal Crawford's high on anyone's list, I will punch him in the face. I hate the argument.
I have Jamal.
Dude, he's got best handles all time.
I have Jamal at 7, actually, Woody. So
no.
No.
Okay. Well,
barely top 50. He may poop on me in 2K, but that's it, all right?
Okay, well, my number 5 is Pistol Pete Maravich.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah. Now, that's an answer. That's what I'm talking about. Pistol Pete, baby. What did he average in college?
In college?
Like 42 a game or something stupid. I'm pretty sure they just decided not to guard Pistol Pete, ever. They were just like, listen, he's too good. Let him drop 104.
Here's the thing about Pistol Pete. He knew how to cross over, and in that time, if
that's
you knew
all
that,
you needed.
You, like, they didn't know how to guard you. They were like, wait, where's the ball?
Where's the peach basket? I don't know.
Why can't you guys guard him? I don't know, coach. He's dribbling the ball, and I just don't know what to do about it.
I've been watching the ball the whole time, and it keeps going left to right real quick.
He dribbles it with his left hand, coach. I don't understand.
His college stat line are what makes him one of my favorite players. And they fought back to the nickname Pistol Man. Oh, he was a little water bug of a thing almost. I mean,
yeah,
he was great.
Hold on, still arguably the best shots. Handles of all time. I would put Uncle Drew at one, and then
what do you say,
Pistol
Reggie Miller?
Pete might be number two on handles for me.
Reggie Miller?
His,
no,
his
no
college
one
career.
Miller.
His college career, 44.2 points
I
per
mean,
game.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
So good.
What was his free throw percentage?
It was like 77%.
Okay.
Yeah, 77.5%.
Which was absurd for the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
It's so good. I'm so happy with this. Oh, that was great.
I'm okay with that
I'm
five
I'm
just
give
because
myself
I like
a pat
Pistol
on the
Pete.
Back. Yeah.
He's got great hair. He
honestly, when you get to number 5 on this list, I feel like you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you pick someone absurd
who's
like
someone
DeMar DeRozan.
Who's someone you put up there that other people may not have? Like, who's someone that slept on, you think?
I thought Gervin was, like, one of those guys.
Gervin is slept on.
Reggie Miller, maybe?
Reggie Miller.
I think Reggie's overrated, to be honest.
Earl Monroe?
Earl Monroe is super slept on.
Yeah, I'll give you Earl Monroe.
Or I don't think he can be number 5 on this list, but, like,
Baltimore Bullets. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I think the least slept on player that people consider a all-time great shooting guard is probably T-Mac.
He did share backcourt with Walt Frazier, so.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
Earl,
not.
Earl Monroe.
Earl Monroe shared one with Walt Frazier.
I thought you were saying T-Mac, and I was
no.
Like,
no.
Excuse me?
Like, wait a minute.
The timelines do not match up.
Something's off here.
Chop, who do you think is the most overrated player that constantly gets put in the top 10 shooting guard conversation?
Probably Reggie.
Reggie?
Yeah.
I understand.
I think that's fair. I think he's a top 10, but I think that's fair.
I understand for his time he was like the best shooter ever or a top 2 shooter ever
mm-hmm.
at the time, but
at a time that people weren't shooting much.
Right.
Is the
like,
thing.
He didn't even shoot that many threes.
That reminds me
like
yes,
compared
that's
to
what I'm saying.
When you say like exactly. at the time, that reminds me who was a player for the Washington Redskins who was a receiver. And before the passing game took off, I was NFL throwback on Instagram. Put up a video of him the other day. It was like Monk Art. What's his name?
So I'm going to slow you down real quick right now. This is a racial friendly podcast. We consider them the Washington natives here.
Oh my. I hate you for that. You're lucky I finished my ice cream. I would have thrown it at you. I'm going to find this guy's name. Sorry, continue with what you're saying.
But yeah. No, that's fair.
Art Monk.
Art Monk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was a long time ago. Most catches in a single season, most career catches, most consecutive games with a catch.
This was when he retired.
Mm-hmm.
He
that was before the records. Passing game exploded. So
huh. Yeah.
You always have to keep the time period in your mind.
So we had Gervin, Pistol Pete, and Woody had someone.
Clyde.
Oh, Clyde. Yeah. Clyde. Good old Clyde.
My homeboy.
All right.
I think that's a solid... like rounding out the top 5 for all of us.
Respect.
Who you got at number 4?
Okay. Let me preface the top four by saying, if y'all's top four don't include the same four players as mine, just incorrect.
I'm going to just pick somebody different just to bother you now.
Please.
Number four, I have... It was very, very difficult for me, but I've got AI, and I wish I could put him a little bit higher.
God freaking dang it, we agree. I'm
AI?
So upset.
Yeah.
AI?
Do you have him in your top five?
Nope.
Not anymore.
Nope, I do not. Not anymore. I don't. I don't have him in my top five. Never did, never will.
You did until I said so, and now you're spiting me?
No, I don't think that's true. I think he actually didn't.
He's incorrect.
He's probably pound for pound one of the best, probably the best player.
Pound for pound, maybe the best player ever.
Absolutely.
He was what, 5'8"? I'm an AI fan.
That got people into the headband. I mean, it did. He changed the game.
Yeah, he did.
He absolutely changed the game. And yeah, he was listed at 6 foot, but that was the most generous listing in NBA history.
He was anything but 6 foot.
Yeah.
Who do you have at number four, Woody?
Here's who I'm putting at my four. Okay. I'm putting D-Wade at my four.
Okay.
I think that's respectable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's super fair.
The reason I put D-Wade at my four, and a reason I just changed from AI to D-Wade just now, because I want to spite Chap, but also because I'm a big D-Wade fan. Him in his prime, probably one of the greatest blocking shooting guards.
He's the greatest blocking shooting guard ever.
I mean, he's up there in that conversation every time.
Second best Jordan impersonator ever.
Yeah, he's also a great individual scorer. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love individual scorers.
And a good defender too.
Great step back, great turnaround fadeaway. I mean, I'm a sucker for a good fadeaway.
He could get to the bucket too.
Oh, he could. He yammed on people. I mean, D-Wade was great at playing off the ball too through screens and stuff
like
that.
And I think one of the greatest assets of D-Wade that goes untalked about, I guess, or not necessarily untalked about, but underappreciated, is his ability to play with another star.
Yeah.
Someone who thinks they're more of a star than he is.
He was the best off-ball shooting guard on offense in the history of the game, in my opinion.
Ooh. I respect it.
Whew. That's a lofty...
just throwing things out. You're throwing AI up there? Dude, short. Oof. I mean, come on. Put two guys on him. He can't see. You know what I mean?
And the reason I'm fine with talking about D-Wade now is because I have him at my four. Or my three. Or whatever. Wait, what do I have him at right now?
You have
now?
D-Wade at your three? Yeah, three. Okay, D-Wade's your three. My three is Jerry West. Three. So
D-Wade is my three as well. So
okay.
Why do we agree? Like, in order.
I don't like that you guys. I'm purposely trying to disagree with Chap just to bother him. You have to back me up here.
Yeah, you know what?
Jerry West is my three.
Yeah, I'm going to – okay.
He averaged I think it was the 65 play. It was somewhere in the playoffs. He averaged 40 a game in the playoffs. I mean, that's
true. I have stats.
Yeah.
He averaged 40.6 points per game in the 1965 playoffs. Jordan is the only other player in NBA history to average 40 points per game for an entire postseason.
Yeah, including Wilt, which surprises some people, but he just never showed up in the playoffs.
Didn't he switch to point guard late in his career too?
Yes.
I mean, and that's now that might be regular in today's NBA where you got guys switching, but we're talking
combo
about
guards were not a normal thing back then.
Yeah, we're talking about way back in the olden days.
His playoff averages were higher than his regular season averages.
That's incredible
by far. He stepped up in big games because he knew at the time he was the face of the NBA because people hated black people back then.
He also looks like he worked at an accounting law firm.
Seven postseasons where he averaged 30 points or more.
Yeah.
Tell me he doesn't look like he's about to mow the meanest lawn you've ever seen. Okay? Listen, I'm a sucker for guys that look like dads on the basketball court. Except Larry Bird.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Who drives me bonkers. A guy that jumps that low and is that unathletic and that slow should not be able to score like he could. Okay,
well, I can't wait to get to this next semester.
He was by far the best shooter in the NBA at that point. Like, there wasn't anyone within. It was like Steph compared to everyone else right now. Maybe even a bigger leap than that.
Yeah.
Oh, we took off MJ.
At the time, shooting was really just throwing the ball towards the basket.
Yeah, and Jerry West actually had a legitimate jumper. And if you, without any practice, if you inserted Jerry West into the NBA today, he could shoot 30-35% from three.
You know, now that I kind of switched up my AI sort of thing, that really jacked up my list, and yeah. now I got a problem in my two spot here since we took away MJ.
Who's your two spot?
So my two spot, I forgot my number one was originally MJ.
Yeah.
And so my two's Kobe. How do you guys feel about Kobe?
Who's it your two spot, chap? I just want to check real
quick.
Was
it Jerry West?
It was Jerry West. Okay, well, I'm going to put Kobe at my number two.
I have Kobe at my two.
Despite you. We're going to agree.
Yeah, Kobe's my number two. I forgot we discontinued MJ there. And so that kind of put a hole in my list there. I wasn't really paying attention because then I tried to spite Chap by throwing AI out of my list. So then I lost two spots, and now I'm left with a number one spot that's vacant. You guys got anybody better than Kobe Bryant right now?
We'll just have a battle royale right now.
This backfired on me trying to spite Chap, okay? No, Kobe Bryant's easily my two.
So that means Jerry West is Seth's one now?
Yes, that is exactly
he did.
What
he
that means.
He was
and
an
you
incredible
know what?
Postseason
I am
player.
Not mad.
You know I'm fine with that.
Actually,
I'm okay with
okay,
that.
Okay, I have Jerry West as my...
Kobe! Oh, dude, Kobe's Kobe. Come on.
Okay, I have Jerry West as my third best shooting guard of all time, but I have him as the greatest ever not named Michael Jordan, if that makes any sense at all.
Wait a sec. What did you
try
just
this
say?
Again. Let's try this again. I need you to
say this again.
That
I'm putting on. I'm putting on my ice cream.
Actual sense.
Oh,
okay. Jerry West is the third best shooting guard of all time.
Okay,
but he is more deserving of the title greatest ever than Kobe is. So if
is it
we're
because
taking...
you hate black people? Is that what this is?
Oh. No.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
This has nothing to do with that. No.
That's terrible.
I was quoting my roommate there.
Yeah, our roommate is not racist, question mark.
He's racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, racism and basketball kind of went
hand in hand
yeah. for a long
back
time.
Back in the 60s.
So,
I mean,
I'm reading
America,
Larry Bird different books about race relations as much basketball in the 60s right now. It's just fascinating.
As much as Larry Bird wasn't real, he did give hope to every white guy. That was over 6'1".
That's why his nickname was the Great White Hope.
Yeah, it was the Great White Hope. I forgot about that. Oh, man. His trash talk stories were legendary. We'll have to spend a segment at some point just talking about Larry
Bird. We'll
do Bird
that
trash
when we break
story.
Down top five shoot small
oh,
forwards
absolutely.
Ever.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
This this conversation has really deteriorated, though, and the structure is just gone. I don't know where we are
best.
At this point.
You
know
what we're basically saying is LeBron's better than MJ. And, well, I mean, what? I didn't say anything. All right, so MJ. Yeah, MJ's up there. Okay, if I had to switch it around. So if, like, obviously my real five I had
MJ.
Clyde. And then four I would actually had AI. And then three was D-Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm Jerry West, and then I'm Kobe. I'm a Kobe homer.
Okay.
I'm a Kobe homer. Deal with it.
I'm just going to put Jerry West above Kobe.
He did drop 40 in the playoffs consistently.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And honestly, I think my view of Kobe, like, clearly Kobe is the greatest MJ imitator of all time. There's no questioning that. He is one of the greatest players of all time, and he's been very disrespected since
he retired.
Since he retired, yeah. But the thing is, the last few seasons he played was just kind of...
Yeah,
really tainted his legacy.
He should have just retired after the Achilles injury.
He did, but there was something about Kobe sticking around, his impact on the game. I mean, you no longer said, I want to be like Mike when you shot, you know... paper into the trash can, you now say, Kobe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason for that. And,
yeah.
You know.
100%. 100%. Also, I think it was impressive that he got drafted right out of high school and became as good as he was and, like, was able to cultivate that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
Which, like, LeBron
because he didn't
was
come
drafted
in...
out of high school and he still doesn't have that mentality.
Because he didn't come into the next level as, like, one of the best players. Like, he wasn't a top five player.
Yeah, he averaged 7.5 points
right
his first year.
Who did?
He had to be humbled his first couple of years in the NBA. mm-hmm. but he didn't let that affect his view of himself and his game.
But everybody knew that he was going to be special. Like, that's the thing.
Because he was a hard worker and he was in the gym every day. He would practice for hours and hours, like one move, mm-hmm. and then pull it out on the court in the NBA the very next day.
Yeah.
And hit the shot 90% of the time.
It was insane. Kobe.
His work ethic was nuts. Yeah. He did drop, given he put up an ungodly amount of shots, okay? And in the words of my dad, you give me 50 shots, I'm going to drop 40 on you at age 44. Kobe's, remember his last game, how many he dropped? 60?
60.
He dropped 60 yeah. points in his last game. I mean, that's a testament to his
work ethic.
They didn't give it to him at the end either. They were contested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the Jazz were fighting for a playoff spot that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was not, he played ultimate spoiler there.
Kobe was not going to go out quietly. And for that, he's earned a lot of my respect.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also, he was a Laker, a lifetime Laker at that, so he can only have so much respect.
Oh, he gets respect for being with the Lakers, man. An organization went up and down a lot.
But then again, so was Jerry West. God dang it.
Kobe. Jerry West is the GOAT. That's it. Greatest player of all time, Jerry West. Right now, you heard it.
Here's the thing. Kobe lived up to his potential, I think, and that's the big thing, more than maybe anyone else in the history of the game.
He might have gone past his.
Do you think Steph, like somebody like Steph Curry, will live up to the expectations we have of him? Or the roof, the ceiling that has been set for him?
I don't know. I don't know what his
ceiling
is.
Do you think it takes consistency? Because he just came back from he just came off, just came back, right?
From the ankle injury.
Yeah.
And he dropped like 38.
He dropped 42.
Nine threes, yeah.
Yeah. And
he's shooting over 50% from three this year.
And everyone's just like, yeah, okay. That's Steph.
We're not surprised.
We're not surprised.
And yet none of us have him really in the MVP conversation, which I get that he missed several games.
But honestly, maybe he should be in the conversation.
Absolutely, he should be. It's like what we've done with LeBron. It's like what people did with Jordan in the
90s. You get tired of hearing it.
Yeah, you know how good they are. And so when they put up 38, 42, 50 points, you're not surprised. Even James Harden, we're not surprised when we see a 50-point game out of him. That's because we expect greatness. Whereas Giannis, we're like, wow, this is new. This is amazing. That man is putting up 27 points consistently.
Right. And when we're in our 40s and 50s and talking to our kids, we're going to realize just how great the players were in the NBA right now. I mean, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James. I mean,
Durant has not gotten enough respect since he went to Golden State.
He hasn't. That's because he doesn't play the villain role well. Remember Charles Barkley? People hated him, but he embraced the role. I mean, you have to be willing. Like, you have to embrace the role. And everyone's going to despise. Like,
and
Kevin Durant's legacy to me is tarnished. Now, he's an incredible player, but his overall legacy to me is slightly tarnished because he hasn't embraced the villain role. You can't want to be the good guy when you bounce from the Thunder and go to the Warriors.
After getting, you know, beaten when you were up 3-1.
He's
right
on Twitter all the time on fake accounts saying how he should be considered the good guy.
Which
he's soft. I can't stand Kevin Durant anymore. Sorry, man. You gotta grow a pair and be the villain.
It sucks, man. Just
I hate Christian Laettner. I mean, you know, come on. That was a 30 for 30 for a reason. All right.
Yeah. And I mean, the bad boy Pistons.
He embraced it, and that's what makes us love him 10-15 years later. Like, that was great.
Even Draymond and Steph have embraced it. Clay has embraced it to a certain degree, but KD cares way too much about people liking him.
Here's the thing. I think Clay has embraced the fact that his team is the bad guy.
Yeah.
But everyone still loves Clay.
Yeah.
He's quiet, does his job.
And something about him is just like he's friendly to a fault. He's done a news report on scaffolding in New York.
It reminds me of Russell Wilson back when the Legion of Boom was a thing. The Legion of Boom was like gritty. No one liked them. They would get in your face. And Russell Wilson was just the nice guy who would like help pick you up after a tackle when you sacked him. It's just a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I agree.
Agreed.
I agree.
I understand. I ate my ice cream, by the way. It's finished, so I'm pretty locked in right now and shaking a little bit because it was kind of a lot of ice cream. underestimated. But it was Breyers, and it was delicious, as previously noted at the beginning of this podcast. So,
did Breyers give you money, Woody? Is that what's happening?
This
right
podcast
now?
Is actually sponsored by Breyers. You can earn a discount call discount Woody to get 10% off your next order of Breyers. It's also, you know, sponsored by Blue Apron and ZipRecruiter and what is the other one? What's Colin Coward's? It's a Perky Jerky. Anyway.
Full disclosure, this podcast is not being presented to you by any affiliating
unless
companies.
My mom wants to give some money. Thanks, Mom. Please.
Are we allowed to take money?
I think so. Mom, I'll get on. I'll make some phone calls.
Mom,
I'll
Dad,
talk to Ted, Matana.
All right, so we're gonna get on this.
Sponsored. It's gonna happen.
We're gonna get on this next time we're in studio, which is gonna be next semester. This is the last podcast of the semester.
Rip.
We're gonna let you guys know if you can send us money.
Please send us money.
Please send us money.
Listen, if you send us money, we'll give you a shout out on the pod. We might even we'll tag you on Twitter. Right?
I'm trying to buy some AirPods. So if you guys want to, I mean, I'm trying to make this podcast better, I guess, but AirPods. So please donate, sponsor us, whatever you want to do. Mom, Dad, if you're listening, if you're out there, help. Okay. That's all I'm, that's all I'm sitting for. We're talking about sports. Back to sports. As always, Larry Bird, not a real person. Just want to make that clear every podcast. But are we going to bowl games now?
Yeah, we're going to bowl games now.
Oh, yeah. We've still got to do.
I
got to
make sure
favorites.
I look up some bowl games because I always forget.
You got to get into no
some bowl
favorites
games
here.
Exist. And
yeah, Seth, ooh. I'm going to have you go first because I haven't thought about it yet.
So I know exactly what I want, so maybe this isn't going to be the best for you.
Please say the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Which League. Wait, who's playing the AutoZone Liberty
Missouri
Bowl?
And Oklahoma State. I love these. I love these. Some of these. Look, ServPro First Responder Bowl. It's Boston College versus Boise State.
I'm going UCF versus LSU.
Dang it, Seth.
Which one is
I
that?
I hate you so wait. Much.
Oh, yeah.
What's the spread on that game?
7.5.
Okay.
Or 8, depending on which one we're going
the
with.
The Fiesta Bowl?
Is it the Fiesta Bowl? I have no idea.
LSU? UCF?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl.
Are we going with the open or the consensus?
Go with the open.
Okay, then I 8. I think.
I am eight going to go with the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl brought to you by Goodyear.
Florida and Michigan, it's a good
number
game.
Number 10, Florida will upset number 7, Michigan.
Yes, 6 they point. Will.
That actually, yeah, I think that'll probably happen. Fire Jim Harbaugh now.
Fire Jim.
He's the best coach in the
Are you guys ready for
now,
mine?
Win 800, fire Harbaugh.
Hot take. Are you ready? I'm going to go the All-State Sugar Bowl here.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Texas takes Georgia. Hook 'em, baby! Woo!
Whoa! Hot take.
Hot take.
Woody.
I know Georgia will probably spank Texas.
That was my number
okay.
two. That
Listen,
was
what, what's
that was my
the
number
spread
two.
There? That's got to be like a
I
12 point spread.
I don't actually
or
know what the spread is. Can somebody look that for me?
That's 11 points.
Okay.
That's an 11 point spread.
I like
Hook
that.
Hook
'em pick,
horns,
Woody.
Baby.
Hook 'em horns.
They have athleticism. They have speed. Decent wide receiver. That's really it. I don't know. And
Texas is back.
They're back, baby.
They're
back. It's going to happen, I'm telling you. I watched Texas several games this year, and I liked what I saw in, like, one of them. The others, it was a little – sometimes it was a little rocky from the defensive end. But, I mean
– They are a Big 12 team.
And they are a Big 12.
Don't hate on the Big 12. Kansas put up 45 on Oklahoma, so I don't want to hear it rock chalk forever. If you didn't know, Woody on this podcast is a diehard Kansas fan,
Yo,
specifically
actually
college
might be
basketball.
Good in the next couple of years.
Yeah, got a little new
West
coach.
Miles.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
West Miles coming in. Yo,
he's going to be paying everybody. It's going to be great.
Yo, I can't invested wait. Like $300 million in football facilities the last 5 years. I didn't realize that.
Listen, we don't want to talk about
You're
it.
You're serious about football.
We are serious about football. We have sweet jerseys and helmets.
Just nobody knows they're serious yet.
Yeah,
nobody has
right now
seen
we have
the
junior
jerseys
high
or
kids
the helmets
playing.
Yet because they haven't been on national TV in
What's
the last
What's that
23
running back?
Years.
I always forget his name. Puka. Do you guys know him?
No.
Running back for Kansas.
I don't know
he doesn't
a player
have,
on Kansas.
He doesn't have – I think he only has one toe Kansas on his left foot, and he's a beast, okay? So watch out. Rock chalk.
Rock chalk Jayhawk, baby. Hook 'em horns.
Also, I have to ask bowl game wise, like college football playoffs real fast. Do you guys, are you on the Oklahoma train? Is anyone on the Oklahoma train? I'm not.
Cedric is.
Cedric. Of course Cedric's on the Oklahoma train. Oklahoma. You watch them play defense? I'm pretty sure they just stand there and take pictures.
He understands they don't play defense. He just thinks their
offense is good. Kansas dropped 45 points here's on the them. Thing. Kansas!
Oklahoma will drop 45 on Bama, but Bama will win by 50.
Bama, the score will be 932 to like 40. Because they'll put up, Oklahoma's going to put up points. I mean, they got a potential Heisman quarterback. I mean, he's a beast.
I don't know that they will stop Alabama from scoring a touchdown on any drive.
You can't.
All right, guys, we're over time. So that's our show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
Larry Bird isn't real.
Tune in next time, and we'll give you the information how to send us money, and Campbell Padgett will be right here in the studio, hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see about that. Also, nobody listening knows who Campbell Padgett is right now. We'll figure that out. Next time Woody's in, we're gonna talk about the college football playoffs and whether or not it should be expanded to 8 teams.
Oh,
all right. So let's be prepared for that.
All right,
guys.
Breyers ice cream.
Have an amazing break. Go eat some Breyers ice cream.
Woo! Later.